State lawmakers have touted their support of a new law that eliminates the so-called pink tax on feminine hygiene products and gives a tax credit to teachers buying supplies. It also restores a $250,000 income tax break for lawyers and lobbyists. And it can seem to be a mixed message Republican leaders are sending on tax policy. This year, bills have been introduced to exempt from sales tax nonprofit gym memberships, boat storage fees, and children's diapers. And one would expand the list of exempt items in the sales tax holiday weekend in August. Republican House Speaker Larry Householder admits he personally likes a bill to make textbooks sales tax free, but says he's concerned because he wants to keep the tax rate low.
Whenever you exempt certain people, certain classes because of their business activities or because something they possibly are buying, it's going to be very difficult for us in the future to get to that low tax rate because we have all these exemptions and credits.
Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff says he wants to hear the merits of these proposals.
I'm generally speaking not in favor of carve-outs. I think that the pink tax was different because that was a medical necessity and something that half the population basically has to do.
Eliminating the $250,000 income tax break for lawyers and lobbyists was part of the budget. But then it was restored because Householder said state tax forms don't include occupations, so there was no way to enforce it. The progressive-leaning Policy Matters Ohio estimated that keeping that break for just those two occupations could save the state $25 million a year. But it says that overall, the small business tax deduction for LLCs, partnerships, and others adds up to $1 billion a year. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.